Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Okay, so Beis Hashem, we're holding here by Shir number 23. We're holding here in Shari Loi Tzayichud in the first Chelek Perek Vav. We're middle of Ois Aleph, page Kof Lamed Vav. So yesterday we saw already the beginning of this feast, but we'll go over again since, you know, there was some problem that needs to be explained. Says Malchus ben Nishbru v'atikn al deimah chadosh. So again, the idea of this parak is that we're trying to be mazbir b'protus, the Indian of the avodas hatfila p'di yichud, and we brought yesterday from the Eitz Chaim and Shai Kavanos and from the Rishash that the ikur avoided by the tefillah is to be mila the birurim. And you know, the oimik was that, you know, we explained yesterday that really the birurim, that ends up being the moichin by the end of the tefillah simshalom, you know, that's a pure Rishash, but even without that, it says clear in Eitz Chaim and Shai Kavanos that the ikur avoided the tefillah is to be mila the birurim, that these birurim came from the Shvirat HaKelim, that when the Zayin Tachtonis were nishbar, which that we'll see in this, you know, in this piece, so that caused that the Repach Nitzoytzim were Nofel and Bia. And that's every avoidance that we do, you know, in Tefillah, Torah, Mitzvahs, Beker Tefillah, it's to be Maila the Birurim back to Atzilus, and, you know, by that to bring the Tikkun. So that's when this parak we're going to be Mazbe first, what does it mean the Shvir and the Tikkun and the Birurim? And the next paragraph, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see the birurim, that's the avoid of tefillah. And again, one nekuda that, you know, yesterday someone asked why dafka do we find this inyan by tefillah more than other mitzvahs? Because really, all Torah mitzvahs is to be ma'al the birurim. So for that, the Torah is that, you know, in the second half of the Sefer, it's from Rabban Stashali, it's mazal the chilik between tefillah and Torah mitzvahs. So Bechlal's opinion is that tefillah is more than of the or. Hashem kein Torah mitzvahs bepoil, you know, bepoil, that's more than of being mamshech the atzmos down lamato. So even though every Torah tefillah mitzvahs, they all have, you know, the halos birurim, but the ikir nekud of halos birurim, which is to take away the pirur and to bring the or inside, that's the avodah tefillah. Hashem kein Torah mitzvahs, that's really a shlav after that, which is the gilir of the atzmos. That's what Hashem will see in the second chelik. Yes, yeah, so we're holding here in Kuf Lamed Vav to be mazbe with the Shvir and the Tikkun, and then we'll understand what it means, the Inyan of Birurim. So it says, V'yesh Levar Inyan B'yesh Bir, Sh'ina Yidu Sh'meinayim Dadim Kadmon Yatsu Asara Oidus. That says in Eitz Chaim that from the Inayim of Adam Kadmon, there were Asara Oidus that came out, and from these Asara Oidus, the Gimel Rishonis stayed, and the Zayin Tachtonis were Nishbar. So it says in Eitz Chaim that these Asara Oiris, the 10 spheres that came out from the Inayim of Adam Kadmoin, Shem Bechins HaMalchius, the Yud spheres, the Ben Kmavur Beitz Chaim. That these 10 Oiris, 10 spheres which came out of the Inayim of Adam Kadmoin, they weren't the full spheres, the Ben. They were the Malchius of each sphere, meaning that these 10 spheres of Ma, 10 spheres of Ben, by the Shviro, the spheres of Ben were the spheres that came out. And here in Eitz Chaim, and you know, the Rishash goes with this, that the chelik, which chalokim of Ben came out, that was only the malchus of each sphere. So it comes out that there were 10 bechinas malchus from each sphere, and the sphere was on the Zayin HaTachtonis.
One second, right? Well, can I ask a question? So that means there was from the side of Ma, You had a hundred potential that could come out because afterwards the power of Ben is going to come out. So out of those hundred, that's
right, meaning each call from 10. That's the nukuz.
Each call from ten. So there's a potential of 100, and what came out was the malchius, the lowest pachina of the potential of what could come out of the Ben. So out of 100, 10 came out. Yeah.
Right, but which 10, the malchus of each sphere, meaning, you know, not the lowest 10, each sphere had in the beginning of malchus, and that's what came out from
right,
the 9 of Adam Kadmon.
So malchus had 10, in the malchus of Ben, malchus
and the malchus
10,
of
malchus
it
came out. Right. And whatever, you're going all the way down from Kesser down to malchus, always, but it was the malchus of each one of those beginners, and each one was Michlal 10. Yeah? That's how you're learning?
Right. Yeah, that's what it says here, and you know, it says in Eitz Chaim.
Yeah.
It says, let's see, I'm reading the Eitz Chaim, but that's in the, you know, Ha'orov here in Eish Lamed Zayin. It says, "V'daki v'atzilus hamalachim lo yotzu bezul nu akazayin malchiyos shebebeis bechinas hachitzonis v'atichuno v'ema malchiyos denai chagat." Meaning, it says beferish here that what came out from the inayim of Adam Kadmoin, the Zun, is really only the Malchius of the Zun. But rather the full spheres, that's what comes out, B'shas Tikkun. B'shas Tikkun, regards to the Ma'a Chodosh, also the Tesfiris of Yoinus of each sphere of Ben, that's also a Chelik of the Tikkun.
Uh-huh. But if you're talking about Zun is seven, though, because you have your Abba Ima and Ketzer on top of that. No?
Right. Here this peg is talking about the Shvira, but from the Naim of the Kadmon, you know, only the Malchus came out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. And you know, the Rav Shteshele here, he's going to be Malchus and Kudus at the end of the Malchus, that's because the Malchus is the Giloy for the Nevroim. And the Nekud is that the Shvira, the whole idea of Shvira and Tikkun, that's only the Gabin and Avron. That's the Nekud here, why we're saying only the Malchus came out. That's what we'll see.
Right, because then anything on top of that is the Or versus the Kli, which is the Malchus,
right.
The Kli, or the vessel for Gilu. Yeah? So the Shvira can only be in there. The Shvira can't be in the Or. So anything above that, which is the Tardaban, the Machad, which is the Begin of the Or, so there couldn't have been a Shvira.
Right, meaning even the test for yourself, Yoinus, that's considered a chelik of the... That's not the chelik lididon where there's a Shvira and Tikkun. Yeah, so it says, Avala kelim shal zayin tachtoinis, zayin b'chin azun lo yhoi yuchoyl m'kavla orv nishbru, that what was nishba was the zayin tachtoinis from these malchiyas, the band that came out. V'nimsa shakol shvira sa kelim hoi sarak b'chin sa malchiyas. So you see from here that the shvira sa kelim was only in the chelik ha-malchus, and the tikkun is that it comes the ma chodosh with the test spheres al yoin is the ben to be mashlim the spheres haben. Ubir in yinu. So we're going to see in the next piece from the Rabban Shteshele that what's the inyan or piece of soil the yichud or piece of chesidus. So it says shem ben ukoicha dagne va'gvul mi'atzmusi baruch hu. The nekuda from ben is that the Shem Ben is what's Megala, the Dargan and the Gvul from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Ike Bechinus HaKelem VaGvul Hema Zayin Tachtoin Zayin Bechin Azun. That the Nekud of the Shem Ben means the Chelik, the Koyach, which is Megala to Nevroim, the Dargan. And the Zayin Tachtoinus of the Ben, that's the Kavyoch, the Koyach HaDargan BePoil. Aval Begimel HaRishoinus HaDayin Loin is Gala Bechinus Gvul Mamish. But the Gimel Rishonis of the Ben, even though the Inyan of Ben is the Inyan of Giloy, but the Gimel Rishonis is always like the, you know, the Anhoga, the Seichel of the Giloy, but it's not yet any Giloy Befoil Mamish. V'lochen HaShvira Hoysorak B'Zayin HaTachtoinus, and that's why the Shvira was only in the Zayin HaTachtoinus. Shloi Hoy Yuchoyin Ma'akeim Shem Bechinus Dagen HaGvul L'Kabal Oyes Baruch Shem Bechinus Bli Gvul. That the Shvira was only in the Zayin HaTachtoinus, because the Zayin HaTachtoinus of Ben, that's where the Gvul is Befoil. You know, that's in it's still in Atzilus, but that's the koich of the Gvul Bepoil, and therefore there was the Shviru, because the Gvul wasn't able to be soivul the Arab Bli Gvul.
One time, just real quick, I'm not fully grasping why the Tar, you know, that there's a chiluk between the Malchus Ben and the Tarda Ben, you know what I mean, that we're calling the Tarda Ben
or...
Yeah, like why it's still Malchus, which is Gvul. So why are we making a split there? You know what I'm asking?
Yeah, no, because even the Koicha, the Inyan of Ben, which is the Koicha Gvul,
yeah.
That's also the Koicha. That's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Koicha Atzmus. It's not, you know, it's nothing to do with the Gvul that we see. It's much way before that. We're saying here the part of the Gvul which is Begilui, that's only the Malchius of the Ben. Meaning, even though we're saying that the Inyan of the Shem Ben is the Koyach HaGvul, but the Gvul that's in Sgala for us, that's only from the Malchus of the Ben. Because Malchus is the Inyan of Gilui.
Let me just see if I understand that. You know, in each prod, you're going to have a Zachar in the cave. You're going to have even in the prod of the Gvul, you're going to have a Zachar in the cave or a Kli of the Kli. Yeah?
I'm saying maybe the Or and Kli is not, you know, you could maybe call it
like that. Yeah, so it's got to be the Malchus, which is the you know, which is really the Malkis Baben. That's the real Iker Kli.
Right.
And that
right, that's the way, that's the Koch HaGilu Tos. That's the Koch HaGilu Tos.
Yeah. So the Tarda Ben really, even though it's, you know, everything's Be'erichin, so really it's still a Bechina of Or.
That's the Koch HaGvul, the way it is Kavyachu Mitzad Atmos. You know, that's the Koch HaGvul, the way it is Lamaila from the Inner of Gilu.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Shkaya, thank you.
Same, we'll see that. Yeah, we'll see the insight from Advanced Shela. That's why he says Dafka the Malchis were Nishba.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but that's, you know, if you see the Kavonis, you know, like Lemay said, that's every Kavonis is that every time we make a Yichud and we bring down the Ma, we also bring down the Tetzvius Elyonim.
Yeah, the Tardaben, you know, yeah.
Meaning that wasn't part of the Shvira at all.
Right.
Beprotes haShvira hoyz bechins haMalchis de Ben. Shbechins haMalchis haMagilu leDidon. That's what we're saying, that the Shvira was in the Malchis, because that's the chelik which is for leDidon. Bechol haShvira hoyz rak leGavi Didon. The loch in haShvira is rak bechins haMalchis and bechins haGilu leDidon. Fine. VaTikun hoy al deShem Ma'Chodosh. That the tikun is beikar al deShem Ma'Chodosh. ShuGilu koyach haShvalti is baruch afilu mitzad haGvul. That the ikar nekuda of the Shem Ma. That's the koyach hashavot to be mechaber the bli gvul and the gvul. So be koyach lechaber bli gvul and gvul ke echad mamish. But lochan al deis shem man is achter bechinas hakeilim vadargin afilu lididon. That through the shem man chodesh, that's the koyach hashavot, which is mechaber the bli gvul and the gvul. And that's what made the tikkun to be mechaber the oyers and the keilim. The ayin shem is chaber al keilim shem bechinas ben. In ma'or al dei koyach hapelushu shem man. Bin yizen is bar barich bagdom al shayichud v'amunu chelik beis. And this Indian, we're going to see the next piece. It's from the Ban Seshal and the Shai Yichud Mun Chelik Beis. And again, the Chelik Beis, meaning in the Sefer Shai Yichud Vamuno, there's five Sha'arim. And in Avodat HaLevi, which is the Sefer Al HaTorah, it was printed in the back, like another Shah really, which said on top of it that that's a Chelik Sheini to the Shai Yichud Vamuno, which, you know, it seems like the Ban Seshal didn't write the whole thing, but we have at least, you know, the beginning part, it's maybe Agadom or something. So in the new print, it's in the back over there. But the mile in this chelik beis is that he goes a lot more in detail in the lam nekudas than the shayich of emunah he doesn't go into. Not from the whole, you know, Marie Struk, he goes more into it. And let's say here in the protos of the Mao Ben, he's mazbir barichus, which in the shayich of emunah, even though, you know, he discussed it in a few places, but not as barichus. Yeah, so it says, v'zal l'shon rebeinu, v'hin the beginnes Mao Ben, that the Indian of Ma'u Ben is that the Indian of the Ma is the Indian of the Tikkun, and the Ben is the Indian of the Shviru. Ki bebechinas haShviru haya is gals mikoyich is baruch bebechinas gilui kol ma'us be gals mahusoi bechoyich b'liyis chablus. That the Indian of the Shviru was that there was a gilui of the koyich haGvul, but there was no chibur to be mechaber the Gvul with the bli Gvul. Meaning that the ending of the Shvir was that Kavyach HaKadosh Baruch was ready, made a Gilui of Dargin, but there was no yet Kavyach the Koyach that these Dargin Shevekiyim, even, you know, Mitzad the Bli Gvul. So therefore, Oz Hoya Shvir Mitzad Shem Ben, and that's where the Shvir happened in the Shem Ben. Shu Gilui Koyach HaDargin Mikoyach Yisbarach HaShe'enim Be'erach Klal HaGvul, Zakeilim Bechinez Koyach HaMizchalkim Lebal Gvul Koyach HaShav HaShe'en Zilote Klal. That the Shvir was in the Shem Ben, which the Shem Ben is the Gil of the Koyach HaDargin. And since the, you know, the Ora Bligvul is the Stira to the Gvul, Mele there was the Shvir. V'lochem b'ketzer chochma bino da oil manakudim, asher shama dain lo nigla kim koyach yizbarach, hamismashach lebechinas kelem, be'erke yizbarach asher koyach ha-kelem heim gam kim ba'ashvo gemuru, that he's saying here is that the reason why it says the Gimel Rishon is there was no Shviru, because the Gimel Rishon is the ending of Keser Chochman Bino. And Keser Chochman Bino, dear, since it's like the Gimel Rishon of the Ben, so dear, everything's still Bashvo, meaning there's no yet Gilui Koich HaDagin Bepoil. And since everything's Bashvo, Memel is not a steer yet to the Belik Vul. Memel, there was no Shviru by the Gimel Rishon. Aber be beginnen zon so gilde koech daag mit zan mahusen be koech mit schalken davko. Wahrscheinlich in de beginnen zon, de zijn tachtoinis of de shame ben, that's already the gila of the dargan mitzad etzem, you know, chilek of the koichos. Ashu hepech koich hashav yisborach, and by design tachtonis, where's the gila of the koich dargan, that's already, you know, kaviochel astiru to the koich hashvo. So therefore, lohoyu choylin koich dargan vakelim hamizgalim bechinus tischalkus, lohochel es oyu yisborach, ashu gila yechad ashein zulotzei. Therefore, there was the shvira by design tachtonis, because the whole kiyum for the kelim is from the ora bligvul, the ora hashvo. And these Ayin Tachtonis, which was already a gila of a koich hagvul, wasn't able to be soiled or mailed with the shviru. Lachin hoya shviru b'shem ben shu agilui, shu malchi shal akelim. So you see here he's stressing, he's being, you know, he's mentioning the Yitzchayim. I don't know if he'll say from the Yitzchayim itself, maybe later on, but you see he's saying clear that the shviru was in the chelika malchus shem giluyim be'erich adagin amaschalkin, that the end of the malchus of the ben, that's the chelik of giloy of the koich hagvul. Ach begins as shviu rak legabi didon, and then he's mad with that the shviu is only legabi didon k'mevu beprog makoidmim should begin as giloy adagim berkenu. That about the whole Indian of the shviu and the tikkun, that's only legabi din of Rome. Mashengi mitzad hakadosh baruch hu, there's only the koich hashove, and about you can't be mitzad any of shviu and tikkun. Hare eich izgal agvul mi bildi bagvul, aval et izbaruch hare gam agvul mi koich izbaruch, mi tzal kodesh baruch hu, that there's only the hashvah, me mele there's no steer between the gul and the bligvul. Lochin lo yo ha-shvirikim b'malchis b'b'chines ben shu gila k'choyz v'izbaruch ha-mitzchalkin l'gabi didan v'hovin. And that's why the shvir is only in the malchis of the ben, because the malchis of the ben is the gili l'gabi didan of the koich agvul. So again, you see here, the Baran Shal saying b'feirish that the reason why the Shri was only in the Chesed of the Malchis the Ben is because the test of each Ben, that's the Koyach HaGvul, the way it is Mitzad Atzmusi Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. And Mitzad the Atzmus, where everything is Bashvo, there's no steer between the Gvul and the Bligvul. Melo it's not Shaycha Inni of Shri and Tikkun. Mashengin Din of the Malchus, which is the Gila Legabi Didon, so Legabi Didon, dear Taka Stiro, how it could be Nizgala the Gvul, and the bligvul. Aber bechinus hatikun harei hoye is chabes afilu bechinus didon hu al deir ma chodosh. And the bechinus of the tikun that was through the ma chodosh with that mechaber the gvul and the bligvul. Dainu shenim shach mikol yisbarach ma us chodosh dainu gilash v'os yisbarach filu mitzara dargen. That the inyo of the ma chodosh is that dirt nizgalet this koyach hashvov even mitzara dargen, meaning that mitzad the shem ben, even though you have in it the inyo of the ashvo in the test sphere selyonis, but that's not something which is nizgala in the malchus. And therefore you have the shvir in the malchus the ben. Mashenkin the ma chodosh, that's already a koyach of the ashvo, even legabi din of rohim. Vizeo pirish al tikkun, ki tikkun u targim shalavosh. The, you know, the title of the tikkun is the inyo of lavosh. Kashim targim and targim al posuk lo silbash geve simlis isho. That it says what it means loy silbash, it means loy yitakin geve b'tikuni itzo. So you see here he's teaching that the word silbash lavush, the targum is tikun. So he's saying that einishem nimshach koyche kaviyachol b'bechinus yichad adagin shem b'bechinus lavushim k'moy lavushu maus nivdom in the odom achal deh habashu nasal lachodim kocho koyche kol adagin v'akelim ein laharach oysim elov yizbaruch me'achashu levadavein zulosoy. Meaning he's saying that the end of the tikkun is that kavyoch there was a levush that the dagen and the kelim, even though mitzad kodesh baruch hu everything is bashvo gemuro. But mitzad us, there was the chibur between the oyos and the kelim, and that was the inyan from the Baal Chodesh where it's nizgal the koyach hashvo even mitzad the dargin. The lochin al dey bechinus hatikun misachid afilu bechinus gilei dargin. That through the tikkun, which is the inyan of the Baal Chodesh, even mitzad the gilui, there was a chibur between the man and the ben. There was a chibur between the ben, which is the Giloi mitzad the Kelim mitzad the Mahus Yisbarach how he's nizgal himself mitzad the Kelim. Magilu mitzad koich apelus who a keser as a bechinas keser is chabu mal ben biyichud atum. And the inyan of the mal is where that there's a chibur between the oris and the Kelim and melo it could be nizgal through the Kelim the ora pashut. And that's because he's saying through the inyan of the keser which is the inyan of the koich apelus. Arasha einerchim lemaus echo mitzad koich apelus v'oz mikoich zayi v'choyim nizchavu v'chil bechinas gilu yadagin la'achtam ala shvoitim v'chulu. So again, the main nekuda that we're saying here is that the chibur, the ma'u ben, is that mitzad the shei ma'ach chodosh, there's a gilu of the koich hashvoi, even mitzad the kelim, and therefore the ma'ach chodosh is what's mechaber the ora bligvul with the kelim, and that's how kavyoch the evshik can be make a gilu to the nevroim in the oifim without a shviru.
How does the Koich Apela Kester, you know, accomplish this? Like, you know, with the two polar opposites and they're, you know what I mean, to unify the Ma and the Ben. How's that done through the, you know, through the Koich Apela?
So, Vlajni, it sounds like more he's saying that really the Kester is the Koich Apela.
Yeah.
And to bring the Koich Apela even to the Kelim, that's Al-Day the Ma'a Chodesh. Meaning the Eden of the Ma'a Chodesh is to bring this Koich Apela even into the Kalim, which is the inyan of the Ben.
How does it do that? How does that get accomplished? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how does the Keser accomplish that?
No, I'm saying the Keser we're saying is the Koich Apela. The Koich Apela,
yeah, I understand. But it has the and to unify these polar opposites. How does that get accomplished?
Right, no, I'm saying, so mitzad the Keser itself, the Keser is like Lamaila Menagiluy. Meaning the reason why there was a Shvir in the Shem Ben is because once there's a Giluy of the Gvul, so it has no Koyach to hold in it the Bli Gvul. And even though you have the Keser, which is a Koyach Apela, but the Kalim, they're not able to be Mekabel from the other Keser, because it's already
right.
A Giluy of Gvul.
Right.
The Shem Ma'achodesh, which is, you know, the Shem Av, it's the, what he's saying here is the Koyach HaShvah Mitzad the Kalim, the Shem Ma is what brings the, you know, the Ora Keser into the Kalim. So, meaning it seems like the Nukud is that when we say that the Shema is the Tikkun, what that means is that the Shema Chodesh is what lets the Ora Keser come in even to the Kalim.
It's almost like the Meichin that allowed the Ora of Keser, the Koich Apela, to come in and unify everything together.
Right, that's what it seems like. Meaning it seems like more like it really seems similar like what we learned by, you know, in Durshe of Chanukah, that we were saying that the Chochmo is like the Mamutza that brings the Ora Keser. So really the Shema,
yeah, right, yeah,
the
Chodesh, yeah, right.
The Shema,
yeah,
is really the Chochmo, right? It's the Shema in Beis.
Yeah. And the Ben is,
so, you know,
the Psilo.
The Ben is, right, the Ben is more the Psilo, which is, you know, the end of the Malchus, the end of the Kalim. And the Chochmo is what brings the Ora Keser, you know, into the Kalim.
Yeah, that's nice. So without the Ma'achadosh, there's no way for the Keser to have access, you know, which is that Koich Apela.
I mean, the Chlorin is not mitzad the Keser, the Chlorin is mitzad the Kli, that the Kli can't,
yeah,
be Mekabel from the Ora Keser.
Right, but with the Koich of the Shemen or the Ma'achadosh, then it can connect all these Bechinas, yeah? So that's the Mamut that allows us to connect the two polar opposites. Yeah, all right. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, and you think that's in of Levush, that Nukud was one, not sure what he meant before by the end of Levush, if the Ma is considered a Levush, or that's something that has to be mine and exactly the, you know, the Taj. Yeah, so again, so till here we saw the Indian of the Shvir and the Tikkun. And, same from the rest, you know, in the next peg we'll start understanding what's the Indian of the Birurim, which, you know, was a Taitzah from the Shvir. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have time to start the paragraph. Should we leave for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, or you want to do it now?
Either way, I mean, we still have time for Mincha, before Mincha. It's up to the whatever you guys like.
Maybe we'll make a little start, you know, and then
okay.
We'll go to more tomorrow, but we'll read the first piece over here. Now we're coming to the Nukud of the Vayis HaTfilu. That we saw before from the time of the Shai Kavonis, that the Iker Avodah Tfilu, that's to be Mevara, the Birurim from the Shem Melachim Shemesu. That again, the Nukud is that once we saw already that the Malchias of Dvam were Nishbar. And it says in the time that from this Shviro, the Birurim, the Nitzoytim fell into Bia. And that's any of the Rabach Nitzoytim that were Mevara through the voice of Tfila and really all Torah mitzvahs. So before we'll be Masber, what's the actual Birurim which Mevara, first it says in the time that by Betchilas Sheshis Mebereshis, already of the Chelika Birurim were already in Nizbar. So it says, "Ubir eninu shaldei abirurim sheniskenu betchilas abir niskan bebechinas the am can bevor become mekoymus." That the nukud is that from the birurim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mesakim betchilas abriyo, it says that from these birurim the zer ampin was niskan from these birurim, meaning the ampin made up, you know, from these birurim which were niskan betchilas sheish to mebreishes. The zer loshne itchaim the inyan kine gam zun is barum bechinas apach nitoytin kanal. That it says that the Ampin, it was Nisbar from the Rapach Nitzoyzen that fell from the Shviru. Aber betchil sabriya niskenu rak bechines vakt is Ampin, shem chaget nai, shem bechines chitoyn is Dizal. But it says, you know, it says in Eitzchaim that what was niskan from the Ampin, only the vakt, the vav ksovis, which means the lower sphere is the chaget nai, which is the chitzoinis of the ampin, hanika bechinas ruach v'nefesh. That the vak, the chaget nai, which is the chitzoinis, that's called ruach nefesh of the ampin, and that was niskan betchilas sheishis mebereishis. Ukim bevur beitzchaim, zelishoni vedaki, kishin netzel the ampin, netzel bebeza patufim chitzoim gamem tzoi, hanika bechinas vak nai v'chagat. That betchilas sheishis mebereishis, even before our avoido, from the birurim, it was ready niskan the ampin, the two partsufim, which is called Nayin Chagat, which is Ruach and Nefesh, or you could call it the Vak. And what are Avoidu? So it says, V'hine kol Avoidu tzein al dea tfilu v'amitzis hu levar lo sakin shara berurim b'gdei lehashlam zera ampe b'chinnis nesham v'chai v'yichidu shaloi. That our Avoidu by tfilu is to be mevar the rest of the berurim to bring the nachi, the nesham v'chai v'yichidu to the zera ampe. The kud is that the ikar avoided by tefillah to be involved the birurim is to bring the moichin to the ampin. The moichin is called neshama chai yechidu, but the nefesh ruach, which is the chaget nai, that was already niska misheshis meibereishis. Zelosh nashar kavonas v'ine elu havak enim tzichim lavei al dei tefillah seinu mar seinu kime atum heim void. The Vav Ksavis of the Ampin, that's not our avoider from Tfilo, and by Torah Mitzvah, because that Akash Baruch Hu is already, you know, Misakim B'Tchilos the Brio. But the Tzavis Ani Toys of Achkach with the Ampin, while they Masenu Tfilo Seinu. That, our avoider by Tfilo is to bring the Tzavis, which that's the Moich and Neshomer, the Nachi, which is Neshomer Chai and Chidu. And again, you know, if you're familiar with the Siddur Shash, that, you know, that's the whole Indian that you see, you know, by the whole Yichud, the whole avoidance to be Mamshich the Moichin, which that's the Neshama Chai and Yechidu. You know, in every Prat and Prat, you have a Nachi, which we're Mamshich. So again, you know, we'll see weiter, so this is what we have to explain, what this means, that Betchilas Sheishis Mevereishis was ready in Niskan, you know, the Chagan Nai of the Ampin, which is the Chitoinis. And our avoided to be misaking the pnimius. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll see from the Bam Seshel in the Kudu what these two beginners are.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.